Isaiah 27. On that day the Lord with his cruel and great and strong sword will punish Leviathan the fleeing serpent, Leviathan the twisting serpent, and he will kill the dragon that is in the sea. On that day, a pleasant vineyard, sing about it.
I, the Lord, am its keeper. Every moment I water it. I guard it night and day so that no one can harm it. I have no wrath. If it gives me thorns and briars, I will march to battle against it. I will burn it up, or else let it cling to me for protection. Let it make peace with me. Let it make peace with me. In days to come, Jacob shall take root. Israel shall blossom and put forth shoots and fill the whole world with fruit.
Has he struck them down as he struck down those who struck them? Or have they been killed as their killers were killed? By expulsion, by exile, you struggled against them. With his fierce blast, he removed them in the day of the east wind. Therefore, by this, the guilt of Jacob will be expiated, and this will be the full fruit of the removal of his sin. When he makes all the stones of the altars like chalk stones crushed to pieces, no sacred poles or incense altars will remain standing, for the fortified city is solitary. A habitation deserted and forsaken like the wilderness. The calves graze there. There they lie down and strip its branches. When its boughs are dry, they are broken. Women come and make a fire of them, for this is a people without understanding. Therefore he that made them will not have compassion on them. He that formed them will show them no favor. On that day the Lord will thresh from the channel of the Euphrates to the wadi of Egypt, and you will be gathered one by one, O people of Israel. And on that day a great trumpet will be blown, and those who were lost in the land of Assyria, and those who were driven out to the land of Egypt, will come and worship the Lord on the holy mountain at Jerusalem.